श्रीमता कृष्ण ने परपोट बाशिला प्रभुपाद, शिला प्रभुपाद की। परीक्षित महाराज वॉज एन आइडियल किंग एंड हाउस होल्डर बिकॉज ही वॉज अ डिवोटी ऑफ द पर्सनलिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड। ए डिवोटी ऑफ द लॉर्ड ऑटोमेटिकली हैज ऑल गुड क्वालिफिकेशन एंड द एम्परर वॉज अ टाइपिकल एग्जाम्पल ऑफ दिस। पर्सनली ही हैड नो अटैचमेंट फॉर ऑल द वर्ल्डली अपीयरेंस इन हिज पोजेशन, बट सिंस ही वॉज अ किंग फॉर द ऑल अराउंड वेलफेयर ऑफ द सिटीजन्स, he was always busy in the welfare work of the public, not only for this life but also for the next life. He would not allow slaughterhouse or killing the cows. He was not a foolish and partial administrator who would arrange for the protection of one living being and allow others to be killed. Because he was a devotee of the Lord, he knew perfectly well how to conduct His administration for everyone's happiness, men, animals, plants, and all living creatures. He was not selfishly interested. Selfishness is either self-centered or self-extended. He was neither. His interest was to please the Supreme Truth, Personality of Godhead. The king is the representative of the Supreme Lord, and therefore, the king's interest must be identical with the with that of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Supreme Lord. The Supreme Lord wants all living beings to be obedient to Him and thereby become happy. Therefore, the king's interest is to guide all subjects back to the kingdom of God. Hence, the activities of the citizens should be so coordinated that they can at the end go back home, back to Godhead. Under the administration of representative king, the kingdom is full of opulence. At that time, human beings need not eat animals. There are ample food grains, milk, fruit, and vegetables, so that the human being as well as the animals can eat sumptuously and do their heart's content. If all living beings are satisfied with food and shelter and obey the prescribed rules, there cannot be any disturbance between one living being and another. Emperor Parikshit was a worthy king, and therefore all were happy during his reign. Om Ajnantimirandasya Jnananjana Salakya Chakshurun Militamena Tasme Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam स्थापितम एन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदामयम् ददाति स्वपदांतिकम् वंदेहम् श्री गुरुः श्री उत्पत कमलम् श्री गुरुन् वैश्यवाचम् श्री रूपम् सागरजातम् सहगण रघुनाथान्वितम् तम सजीवम् साद्वैतम् सावधूतम् परिजन सहितम् कृष्ण चैतन्य देवम् श्री राधा कृष्ण पादान सहगण ललिता श्री विशाखा विनाश्यम् हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये। वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधरा शिवासदि गौरभक्तवृंदा। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। So, thank you very much, everybody. Hare Krishna. Now, before I start, I would like to request everyone simple prayers for our temple president, Suti Dharma Prabhu. Very nice prayers. You know, of course, we are always chanting. That is also prayer. This is very important because for health and everything. So, you repeat after me. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Krishna, hey. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Krishna, hey. Rama, Rama, Krishna, Rama, Rama, Krishna, Krishna. There is another one also after this. Krishna, 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 hey. Krishna, 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 hey. And then what else? Krishna, 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 hey. Krishna, 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 hey. Mutimam, then Pahimam, and then she'll the last one is Rama Raghav, Rama Raghav, Rama Raghav, Rakshamam. Krishna Kesav, Krishna Kesav, Krishna Kesav, Pahimam. Because we are all Vaishnavas, and we must, he done really, for so many years, he done sacrifice his whole life for the temple. So it's important to pray for the Vaishnavas, you know. You always, we need to chant Hare Krishna, we always every day chant this mantra as well. You know, that's important. So now, here, going back to Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavatam is very beautiful. Srila Prabhupada, for the suffering humanity, he did this wonderful job for the whole world. And only that way, the whole world become happy and peace and prosperity will be there. So here this sloka, Shivaya Lokasya Bhavaya Bhutaye, Ya Uttam Slok Parayana Janaha, Jivanti Natma Tamaso Parasayam, Mumocho Nirvid Kutah Kalevaram. Those who have dedicated their life for the welfare of the all living beings. You know, this is important. Parikshit Maharaja was a noble king. He was a very noble king, and all the citizens were there. They were inquiring for all the sages. So sages inquire that why Parikshit Maharaja giving his life? Why he is so interested giving up his whole life, kingdom, full of opulence, everything is there. Not only there, he was a devotee of personality of Godhead, supreme personality of Godhead. Even during his birth, Lord Krishna in a Vishnu form personally protected him. So imagine how fortunate he is. Not only that, he is without food, without even water, until for 7 days he did take the plow that I won't kill by it like that, that way. So here all the sages are worried, and that is the ask when they ask that why he has to do this. Actually, in his kingdom, there are so many powerful sages, brahmanas. They can sort out the problem. There is no problem. But still, Parikshit Maharaj is so humble, so noble. He said, what is my destiny? I am going to get it. Because he did some just little sinful activity. What he did? What he did? Why he was punished? He put a dead snake on the whose neck? Samik Rishi. And who cursed him? Surungi, his son Surungi. Surungi Muni cursed him. And that why within 7 days, whoever did to this my father, within 7 days from today, he'll be killed by who was snake? Takshak. There are 9 Nagas. Anant, Shesh, Vasuki, Takshak, Kaliya, Karkotak, Sankhpal, Dasrasht, Kamblam and Pingla. Very powerful. So this Takshak Nag, he said that after 7 days he'll be killed no matter what you do. And Brahman curse is very, very powerful. Brahman's blessing is also powerful and curse is also powerful. So that's why Parikshit Maharaja was ready to die himself. Now in Chaitanya Charitamrita, he says that when you become a devotee, you automatically develop 26 qualities. And Parikshit Maharaja, he was a pure devotee. No selfish interest whatsoever. No family attachment, no luxury. He had everything, access to all the appearance for the kingdom. But he was not interested. He was simply doing his duty. He was a Rajarshi. Raja plus Rushi. There is Rajarshi, Brahmarshi or Devarshi. Narad is Devarshi. So 3. So he was a Rajarshi. Raja plus Rushi. In the form of a king, he was a Rushi as well. And that's why all the people of the whole kingdom love him, Hastinapur. And that's why all the sages were worried that why he should give up his life? We can solve out the problem. So he, as a devotee, 26 qualities. He is explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, 78 to 80. He is very kind to everyone. When you become a devotee, automatically you develop this quality. First of all, he is very kind to everyone. Even to his enemy, he is kind. Then he does not make anyone his enemy. He is truthful. He is equal to everyone. No one can find any fault in him. Magnanimous. He is mild. He is clean. He is without possession. He works for everyone's benefit. He is perfect. Then he surrendered to Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead. He has no material desires. Then he is meek. He is steady. He controls his senses. Does not eat more than required. Offer respect to all. We always say, Tuna dapi sunichena, taror api sajna, amanina man dena, kirtaniya sadahari. You have to respect everyone. Doesn't matter who is. And then he is friendly, he is poetic, he is expert, and he is silent. Imagine that Parikshit Maharaj is more than that actually. He is just ordinary devotee. When you become a devotee of Krishna, like when you surrender to ISKCON, there is some basic, automatically you develop all this quality. But Parikshit Maharaja, he was a king. So he had more quality than that. Like Amrish Maharaj and Durvasa Muni. You know the incident. Amrish Maharaj were doing simple prayers to Durvasa Muni. But some or other Durvasa Muni get angry. And he tried to kill him as well. He, from his head, he created Krutya. And Krutya wanted to kill Amrish Maharaja. But for those who are devotee, Lord Vishnu or Lord Krishna always protect them. So Lord Vishnu released the Sudarshan. And instead of killing Amrish Maharaja, Sudarshan went after Durvasa Muni. And the Durvasa Muni went to Brahmalok, Shivalok, everywhere he went for the protection. But there was no one who can protect him. And then what he did? He simply prayed. When what happened? That when Durvasa Muni went to the Lord's lotus, lotus feet of Amrish Maharaja, asking for forgiveness for his offenses, and said, "Now I have recognized the devotees of God. Though I have offended you, you nevertheless have prayed for my good fortune." Durvasa Muni offended, but still Amrish Maharaja is so great. He said, "You are so good. I have realized the value of the devotee of the Lord. I offended you. But in return, you always pray my good fortune." And that was Amrish Maharaja. No enmity towards any living being. So in our life also, when you become a devotee, doesn't matter who, we always have to preach this mission. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission, Bharata Bhumite Hamaila Manushya Janma Yar Janma Sarthak Kari Kara Parupkar. Parupkar. You know, this one word in sloka, Uttam Slok Parayana. Very important. Uttam Slok. What is the meaning of Uttam Slok? There is another sloka, SB 2317, where Saunak Muni said to Suta Goswami that Ayurharti Vaipunsam Udyanastam Chayanaso Tascharate Yatakshano Nita Uttam Sloka Vataya. It says both by rising and by setting the sun decreases the duration of life of everyone, except who utilize the time by discussing topics of the good personality of Godhead. So by rising and setting the sun, sunrise and sunset, we lost 24 hours. We lost one day. And then you can't do anything about it. Lost is lost. But one who is discussing a topic like this, or who chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, their life is successful. So this is important. And Srila Prabhupada mentioned about, especially go protection, cow protection. In this sloka, Srila Prabhupada always mentioned about cow protection. That how nowadays people killing so many cow for the satisfaction of the tongue, there is no need for that one. You can live on grains, fruit, vegetables. There is no need to kill the cow. Cow is go mata. We have seven mothers, right? Not only our own mother. After beyond that, we have another six mothers. I think I explained beforehand as well. When we go again, what are the seven mothers we have? First of all, your own mother, right? Who gave you the birth. Then who else? Mata, yeah. Then what else? Just that, yeah. So there's a nice sloka for them. To remember these seven mothers, there's nice sloka. If you remember one sloka, then you remember all seven mothers. So he says, Ado mata guru patni, brahmani rajapatnika, denur dhatri tatha prutvi, sapte te moksha daikaha. आदो माता गुरु पत्नी ब्राह्मणी राजपत्नी का देनूर धात्री तथा पृथ्वी तथा सेवन. सो आदो माता मीन्स द मदर हु गेव यू द बर्थ. आदो माता गुरु पत्नी, योर स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर्स वाइफ, सी इज ऑल्सो योर मदर. गुरु पत्नी ब्राह्मणी, ब्राह्मण वाइफ, सी इज ऑल्सो मदर. ब्राह्मण देन राजपत्नी का क्वीन मदर, द किंग्स वाइफ क्वीन मदर, सी इज ऑल्सो योर मदर. क्वीन मदर ब्राह्मणी राजपत्नी का. देन देनूर धात्री, देनूर मीन्स काउ एंड धात्री मीन्स नर्स. देनूर धात्री तथा पृथ्वी, पृथ्वी मदर अर्थ, सी इज ऑल्सो योर मदर. So this seven mothers is very important in our life. We must respect them. Simply by reciting this sloka in the morning, all the good fortune to you. You get actually liberation also. We don't, as a Krishna devotee, Srila Prabhupada mission, we don't want liberation even. You know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim va kavitam va jagadish kamye. I don't want anything. What do you want? Birth after birth, causeless mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That way you can make life your successful. So, why we should not kill cow? Srila Prabhupada puts too much stress in this sloka, you know, in the purport about cow killing. All over the world, people are doing so many sinful activity. Especially, how can you kill a cow? Cow is your mother, how can you kill? But people, because of ignorance, every single day, millions of cows have been slaughtered. Not only Western country, including India as well. We don't blame anyone because of lack of knowledge. People are pious all over the world. Srila Prabhupada always say people are nice, pious. But because of lack of ignorance, they don't know. So that is my duty, that is all of you here, your duty as well. Tell everyone. Not only meat eating. Sometimes when we tell them that, okay, don't eat meat, don't eat meat. And gradually what happens, they leave the meat. And then second stage, what we do? We say, okay, now forget about eggs and fish also. They say, oh, you are always tricky. First of all, meat left, and now you say eggs and fish. Even the doctor say you can eat eggs and fish. What is wrong with it? And then slowly, when they come on the track, then what we do? We say, now, don't eat garlic and onions even. This, you must be crazy. What sort of person you are? Garlic and onions is important in our life, you know. There is no taste without garlic and onion. That was, they openly challenge you, you know. They say, what is wrong with it? What is the scientific reason behind it? But there is Prabhupada explained nicely, you know, in the Vedas, Puran, everything is there. So it is everyone's duty to get this knowledge and people put the people in the front line so that they can develop mode of goodness. Because of this scarcity of mode of goodness, that's why they're doing, you know, staying ignorant. And that is the only reason they eat everything, all nonsense, including cow meat, beef. So many people. And in the end, they're suffering. But here Parikshit Maharaja, he was so great. Then one day what happened? He was going on a touring his kingdom. And then what happened? He saw one black. This is nice. I'll read to you. It's very easy to read. That once, when Maharaja Parikshit was in on way to conquer the world, he saw the master of Kali Yuga, who was lower than a Sudra. This guy is a king and hurting the legs of a cow and a bull. The king at once caught hold of him to deal sufficient punishment. That is called administration. King is never coward. When there is need, he takes the action. So what he did, the king cannot tolerate insults to the most important animal, the cow. Human civilization means to advance the cause of the Brahminical culture and to sustain it. Cow protection is essential. There is a miracle in milk, for it contains all the necessary vitamins to sustain human physiological conditions for higher achievements. Brahminical culture can advance only when man is educated to develop the quality of goodness. And for this, there is a prime necessity for food prepared with milk, fruits, grains. So Maharaja Parikshit was astonished to see that a Sudra dressed like a ruler was mistreating a cow, the most important animal in human society. Sudha Goswami said that after reaching that place, Maharaja Parikshit observed that a low caste Sudra, dressed like a king, was beating a cow and bull with a club, if they had no honor. The bull was as white lotus flower. He was terrified of the Sudra who was hitting him, and he was so afraid that he was standing on one leg and urinating. Although the cow is beneficial because one can draw religious principles from her. She was now rendered poor and calfless. Her legs were being beaten by a Shudra. There were tears in her eyes, and she was distressed and weak. She was hankering after some grass in the field. The next symptom of age of Kali is a distressed condition of the cow. For a satanist follower of the Vedic principle, it is a duty of every householder to have cows and bulls and other household paraphernalia, not only for drinking milk, but also for driving religious principles. The calf is not only beautiful to look at, but she also gives satisfaction to the cow, and she delivers as much milk as possible. But in the Kali Yuga, the cows are separated from the cow as early as possible. The cow stands with tears in her eyes. The Shudra milkman draws milk from the cow artificially, and when there is no milk, then the cow is sent to the slaughter. These greatly sinful acts are responsible for all troubles in the present society. That's why it's important. Why people suffering all over the world? Why there is a war? If people understand that cow killing, if in the Vedas also explain sometimes that animal sacrifice is important, you know. But at the same time, in Kali Yuga, kaloho hari kirtanat. In Kali Yuga, you don't have to kill unnecessarily any living being. Forget about the cow, not even ordinary living being. Then Lord Buddha came, why? Because in the name of religion, people, they were killing so many animals in the name of sacrifice, fire sacrifice. Says Lord Buddha personally, God personally came, and there is the Savatar Sruta, there is one shloka. Does anyone know that shloka? Nindasi Yagna, Lord Buddha's appearance. Starting with Nindasi Yagna Vide Raha Sutijatam Sadaya Darsita Pasugatam Kesava Dhuta Buddha Sarira Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Nindasi Yagna Vide Raha Sutijatam Sadaya Darsita Pasugatam Pasugat. Animal killing. That's why Lord personally came, Lord Buddha, to stop animal fire sacrifice. Forget about animal killing. And then Kali Yuga specially not allowed. Kali Yuga just simply chant the holy name of the Lord, which is what? Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. When you chant this one, you get all the benefit. And that's why Srila Prabhupada introduced all over the world. Now people, when you eat the meat means Mansa. Srila Radha Gokulananda ki, Sri Radha Landaneswara ki, Sri Jagannath Baldev Subhadra Maharani ki, Sri Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman ki, Sri Giri Govardhan ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Gaur Premanande. Hari Hari Bol. So, mass is called meat. We call it in English meat, but actually it's a mass. Manso. There is one shloka for that one. Manso Bhiksai Tamutra Yascha Masam Ihadamiyaham Etan Masam Masatvam Pravadanti Manishinam. The creature whose flesh I am eating here and now consume me in the next life, next birth. So we enjoy now. It may be beef or animal meat, whatever. But in the next life, he says every action has a reaction. So that next time it will come. The animal who's eating now, he's going to eat you next life. So there's Narad Muni said, there's a one called king called Prachin Bharti. He was very interested in this animal killing. Sacrifice so many animals. So one day Narad Muni came and he said nice word. He said, O ruler of the citizens, my dear king Prachin Bharti, please see in the sky those animals which you have sacrificed without compassion and without mercy in the sacrifice prem. All these animals are awaiting your death so that they can avenge the injuries you have inflicted upon them. After you die, they will angrily pierce your body with the iron hands. See? You enjoy now, okay, you can enjoy now, but in the next life there is obligation. Narad Muni said that all the animals you have killed in the sacrifice, they are waiting upstairs for your next birth. When you die, there is always next birth. This Narad Muni says that, don't worry, whatever you done, now there will be later on sorted out later on. So that's why it's very, very important. Now, the cow and the bull, there's a four cow, the three legs were broken of the bull. That means three, what you call the characteristic, like austerity, cleanliness, mercy, and truthfulness. There was only one leg left when when the Shudra was beating. So that one leg was only left. That's why I say this is dharma, it's called dharma. And dharma is very important. If the human society want to flourish, peace, prosperity, they must follow the dharma. But what is dharma? Dharma means you follow the rules of the God. But people all over the world, they don't follow properly. Sometimes they don't know even who is God. Where does he live? What is his activity? If you ask anyone, they say, oh, someone lives above. Someone is higher. But if you ask them details, then hardly anyone will be able to answer you. It's good. Christianity is good. All the religion of the Prabhupada say that religion are good. People are good. People are nice. But it's just misguided. Because of lack of knowledge. That's why it is our duty to give them a knowledge. This is very, very important. Knowledge is very, very important. There is another one I want to explain you. That there was a one professor. And Srila Prabhupada had discussion with one professor. He's called Father Emmanuel. His name was Father Emmanuel. So he went to Srila Prabhupada and there are a lot of discussion. And Father Emmanuel was so happy in Germany. He came back again and joined with Srila Prabhupada. At that time Prabhupada told him that next morning Father Emmanuel joined Srila Prabhupada on his walk. Srila Prabhupada always have a morning walk and some fortunate disciple used to go with him. And if you see the conversation, it's very beautiful. So next morning, Father Emmanuel joined Srila Prabhupada on his walk. Prabhupada again explained for Father Emmanuel to propagate the chanting of God's name in Germany. And Srila Prabhupada explained why he stressed refraining from animal killing. Srila Prabhupada said to him that, Father Emmanuel, that you at least introduce in your country chant Christ. He didn't use Krishna, not Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada said, chant Christ name and stop animal killing. This is from the Bible. It is not that I am asking. The Bible says, thou shall not kill. It glorifies the name of God. Thou shall not kill. This is the beginning of religious life. The animal killers cannot understand God. It is not possible. There is a statement in Srimad Bhagavatam, Bina Pasu Ghata. Bina Pasu Ghata means, who can remain aloof from the chanting of the holy name of the Lord unless he is an animal killer. Yes, animal killers cannot understand God and God's name. That is not possible. That's why we don't, Prabhupada said that we don't worry about vegetarian or non-vegetarian. As far as offered Krishna, Krishna Prasadam. Sometimes people ask that, where did Krishna say that you cannot give meat or eggs or fish? Yeah, in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna clearly said that. But what is it? Patram Pushpam Palam Toyam Yumi Bhakta Prachatadi Tadaham Bhaktya Upushnam Asnami Praitatmana Patram Pushpam Palam Tam. Krishna, Lord Krishna clearly said that what I want. And then you offer that with love and devotion. And before you, in the house, before you make the prasadam, what you do? You offer nicely without tasting. Usually in India, everyone like to taste first. All the Matajis in the kitchen, isn't it? We want experience. They always like to taste. How is it, you know? They actually is not allowed. When you want to offer something to Krishna, you're not allowed to taste. That's why in the Rajbhog Arati, when you make a prasad thali, we always make black paper and salt on the side. You know, sometimes whatever is on the side, you never taste anything. And then, not only you offer with a tulsi leaf. Krishna said that even if you make a 56 of item, chappan bhog is called. But if there is no tulsi, then Vishnu or Krishna won't accept it. That's why the tulsi is very important for us. And nowadays, now this weather is good. So what you can do, get the tulsi seed and then do and introduce in the society. We know that people are meat eaters, drunkard, alcoholic, prostitute, hunter. What doesn't matter, don't worry about that. We can sort out this problem. Because we got Srila Prabhupada with us. We got Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with us. We got Lord Ramchandra with us. Why you have to worry? Just go and tell them that to worship Tulsi. And then, again, this is the condition. If you want to worship Tulsi, this is condition. In that house, there should be no eggs, no fish, no meat, and people understand. Actually, they accept it. Because everyone likes Tulsi. Everyone loves Tulsi Maharani. Some or other, they got, you know, attachment for Tulsi. So introduce that system slowly, slowly. Even let them eat meat, doesn't matter. Slowly, slowly, when you introduce Tulsi, that house will be purified. Because when they start Tulsi worship every day, then they automatically stop the sinful activity. There is a trick. And that was Srila Prabhupada did when he went to America single-handed with 40 rupees. What he did? And within 10 years, how he impress everyone. Slow, gradual process. But there people will, if you are pure, then people will understand. If you are committing crime, then it's difficult to understand. But if you are pure yourself, people will understand. And that is the way. Like sometimes people coming for temple, they don't know Aarti, Tulsi Puja, Guru Puja. So it is our duty to tell them. Because people are ignorant. And that's why Prabhupada said, first of all, this meat eating must be stopped. If you want to worship Radha Krishna, Lakshmi Narayana, Sita Ram, that must be avoided. Sinful activity must be avoided. And only then we can have progress of spiritual life. Otherwise, forget it. You go on chanting for so many rounds. But if you don't preach, preaching is important. Preaching, Srila Prabhupada said, preaching is our life. Don't be selfish like Parikshit Maharaja. He wasn't selfish administrator. He was not worried about himself. He had enough of everything. All the, he has a good father, mother. Who was Parikshit Maharaja's father's name? What is father's name? Parikshit Maharaja's father's name? Abhimanyu. Abhimanyu was son of Arjun. So, and his mother's name was? What is mother's name? Uttara. So, this Uttara, then Pandava were in forest for 12 years, there was condition that one more year, they have to stay some hiding place. At that time, when they were hiding, they found this Matsyadesh in Viratnagar. So, Viratnagar, there was a king called Virat. And that 1 year they have to pass like that way. No one can find them. Because if the Kaurava find them, then again they have to go 12 years forest and 1 year in incognito. 1 year in hiding place. So they found Arjuna answer that, okay, Matsyadesh, they suggested so many days. Panchal, then so many other days. And they choose, Yudhishthira Maharaj chose one this, Matsyadesh. Let's go to there. So Virat is, they went there. Draupadi became Sairindri. Then Yudhishthira Maharaj became Kang Brahman. The different ways, they changed the dress. And they were staying there for how many? One year. Now what happened that after few months, what happened that Kaurava was worried. Duryodhan was worried that let's find out them again. And again sent them for 12 years in the forest. They were looking everywhere the Pandava gone. They could not find. And in the end, when they were staying, what happened one day? There was a mull called Kusti, Jimut. What do you call in mull in English? Pelvan? Fighter? Huh? Wrestler. So wrestler Jimut. And Bhima killed him. Another time, there was a one person called Kichak. He saw one day Draupadi. And he was attacked to her. And he told his sister Sudeshna, Virat wife Sudeshna, king mother, that look, in your kingdom there is nice, beautiful girl, and you never told me, you must introduce to her to me. Because he was at a, he said, no, she is just ordinary servant. She said, I don't care, I want to see her. And before she say yes or no, she went approached Draupadi, Sairendri. And then he said, oh, Yasu, why are you doing this manual work? You can become my queen. All this, he explained. And the Sairendri said, leave me alone. I'm doing my duty, that's all. And then, still he didn't leave her alone. Then one day, what happened? Her brother told the queen that, today you come to my palace for the dinner. So they went there. And then, this queen Sudeshna did a trick. He said, you go there, suddenly you go there. He said, look, you know very well your brother. How so? What is your character? What is his character? He's very nasty. He's very naughty. I don't want to go there. He said, no, please go. Just get some sweet for me. Forget about the prasadam, Krishna, and I'll be satisfied. So when he went there, he harassed so much Kichak. And then when Bhima knew, then she, Draupadi ran to the assembly hall and she complained to the everyone. She said, I got 5 husbands, very powerful. You are king and you cannot protect me from your brother-in-law because you are your brother-in-law. And everyone keep quiet. And then at that time, Bhima was really ready to kill. But Yudhishthira Maharaj could not look. Only 13 days left now. Just cool down. Only 13. If he, someone recognizes the Pandava, they'll be in trouble again. So cool down. But then Bhima, she told Draupadi in secret that, look, tonight you invite him. And I'll sort out the other, leave it with me. And Bhima invited, that Draupadi said that you go in the, there is a Nritya Sara, means music school. And everyone goes music school, dance and everything. And then you go, they invite him that come to music school tonight. And I'll be there for you. So that person was so, Kichak was so happy. He said, okay, I'll come tonight. When he went there, what happened? Bhima was sitting. Draupadi was underneath the bed and Bhima was sitting. He grabbed him, not only kill him, he just broke his leg and can kill him as well. Now that is not sinful because your person was like that. So Bhima disordered, or that is called religion, there's nothing wrong with it. That's not cow killing or anything. It's a sinful activity. And all, not only that, he broke his legs and arm and make a bundle and put in the darbana, chalk, you know, special place where people get together. The next day morning, everyone was looking at what happened to Kichak. Where is Kichak? Where is Kichak? And somehow they find out that this is the place Kichak, someone killed him. And then the queen mother, Sudeshna, says, Draupadi, Sairendri, because of you, my brother been killed. So she ordered that, take this woman as well. Tied him, her, and just burn him alive as well. That was the order for the queen. And then they took her. While Draupadi was shouting and screaming, Bhima heard that one. So Bhima ran after, and some other he released the Sairendri. And in the end, it's a long story, but because the time is no. So what happened then? At the end, again, this Kaurava was ready to, they find out that what happened to this two people being killed. They found out that this Pandava must be in this kingdom, Viratnagar. So they say, let's attack. From the east side and from the north side, and they're attacking. And the shepherd, they were taking the cows in the forest, and they took the cows and run away. And then other side, Duryodhan with his army came as well. At that time, Arjuna was there. And this king had one son called Uttar Kumar. He was very young. But he said, Uttara said to Uttar, her brother, that you take this Sairendri. She is very expert, you know, even in fighting. Because she once told me that she, you know, was serving Yudhishthira Maharaj as well. So she knows all the arts. So she said, you take him and he will help you. So the Arjuna went with them. On the way, Arjuna said, stop the chariot now. He said, what do you want? He said, take some weapons from that tree. Now the tree was near the crematorium. And then they put all the astra, all those weapons on the astra. Bhima tied one dead body as well, so no one can go upstairs. And that way, they got everything, and in the end, they won. When they went to the fighting, Uttar run, get up from the chariot and start running. So Arjuna, in the dress of that woman, she ran after, Bruhannala is called. She ran after, he caught back. He said, you are Kshatriya, what are you doing? You can't run away now. He says, look, I'll help you. You don't worry, I'll help you. You just stand, got hold of the horses and I'll fight. And they fought. And then again, Bhishma Pitama, he realized, when Arjuna brought the conch, he realized that this must be Pandava. But because he loved Pandava as well, so he didn't say anything. In the end, there was fighting going on. But he told Bhishma Pitama, he said, look, forget about all this. So many times you did so many things, and nothing happened. You cannot win this war. Let's go back home. And that's how then. So in the end, when this king, Virat, knew that what happened, and they disclosed them that we are Pandavas, and that's how the king said that, okay, Arjuna, you can get married with my daughter, Uttara. Arjuna said, no, I'm her teacher. How can I get married? She's like my daughter. But one thing I can do. She can get very meet my son, Abhimanyu. And thus Uttara became Abhimanyu's wife. And this Parikshit was their son. So it's a very nice story. It's all this important. So many things to learn. Vyasadeva, Krishna himself, came in 18 Puran, including Mahabharata, Ramayana, Shiva Puran, the Devi Puran, then so many Narada Puran, Padma Puran, Vishnu Puran, so many Puran, so many nice stories. This one lifetime is not enough even. And Srila Prabhupada, Srimad Bhagavatam, how many 18,000 slokas? Very powerful. Only this is the way to preach the mission in the human society. Animal killers, prostitutes, that people, let them do it, doesn't matter. But when you give them knowledge is like a weapon. They don't take it straight away, but slowly, gradually, if you tell them, invite them to the temple, and when they understand, give them a website, desirety.com, all this, so many information we got. Tell them everything. And one day they listen to the class of, we got so many spiritual masters, holy men, so many people, no? Educated people. So then they listen to one class or something, that will go in that year, and then life will be successful. At least, they'll stop animal killing. They'll become vegetarian, eating Krishna Prasadam. And then only they can change their life. And that credit goes to you. That is Srila Prabhupada's mission. Prutvita yachiyata nagaradi gram sarvatta pracharo huibe mura naam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave you the blessing. Sometimes people say, bless my son, bless my daughter. The blessing is already here. Prutvita, Prithviti Yachya Nagaradi Gram Sarvatta Pracharu Hoibe Monam. One day time will come when this mission will go all over the world. Every city and every village. Nagaragram, Nagar means city and Gram means village. Everywhere this chanting of the Hare Krishna will go on. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. That will go. Benediction is already with us. We just grab it, take it and then go start preaching. And people are nice actually, very nice. It's just because of that old bad habit or whatever, sometimes they're making a mistake. But we can clarify, we can sort them out by spiritual knowledge like a sword. Sword can cut anything, sharp sword can cut anything. And this ignorance can be cut by sword, knowledge. And that's why knowledge is with us, Bhagavad Gita, starting with Bhagavad Gita first, then Srimad Bhagavatam, and then master's degree, Chaitanya Charitamrita. That is master's degree. Very powerful. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much, everybody. Okay. Sri Sri Radha Gokulananda ki. Sri Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman ki. Kri Govardhan ki. Srila Prabhupada ki. Gaur Premanande. Gaur Bhakta Vranda ki. Jai. Is there any question, comment, realization? We can discuss something here. We got 5 minutes.